Well, our song service will begin as it always does with a presentation by the children of the age 4 to 12 Bible classes. They have been coordinated by Sister Emilia Iachim. They will sing two selections, God Will Take Care of You and I've Got the Joy. And they will be accompanied by Brother Sebastian Napchinski and my grandnephew, Ben Buxton, on guitar.
Oh,
A group of singing children is always a delightful praise to the Heavenly Father and also a tough act to follow. But nonetheless, we will now hear from a very talented duet of Abby Bowaka, accompanied by Brother Paul Lagno. And they've chosen for their selection as The Deer Pants for Water. Abby and Brother Paul. And now we'll be favored by another duet. Brother Paul Lagno will be joined by Sister Lorraine Trina, and they will sing for us a familiar hymn from our hymn book, number 240, Precious Jesus.
So at 10:30 last night, I get a voicemail. And it's Lorraine Trina on the other she said, my mother really wants us to, you and me, to sing a duet. So that's how this came about. Okay. So where's your mother? She should come up and join us.
She should.
Precious Jesus, how I love thee, and I know thy
thy love is mine. All my little life I give thee. Use it, Lord, in ways of thine. Use my warmest, best affections. Use my memory and my will. Then with all thy loving spirit, all my emptied nature fill. All of earth and all of heaven, all I want, I find in thee. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, thou art all the world to me. Oh, how precious, dear Redeemer, is the love that fills my soul. I am thine and have this token when I'm running for the goal. Lo, a new creation dawning, lo, I rise to life divine. Then with resurrection morning, I am Christ and Christ is mine. All of earth and all of heaven, all I want, I find in thee. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, thou art all the world to me. All of earth and all of heaven, all I want, I find in thee. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, thou art all the world to me.
Thank you, Brother Paul and Sister Lorraine. The spoken word has a power all of its own, especially when set to the rhyme and rhythm of poetry. Sister Lonnie Boyd will now favor us with a recitation of two of her compositions. First, one entitled Celebration, followed by Who You Are, a Friendly Reminder from God. Sister Lonnie.
Through Jesus, we should always bring God a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13:15. I've been trying to live a life of sacrifice, and I've been walking this path for many years. I was told when I entered it that it might be a rough and narrow way, filled with many difficulties and tears. While that is somewhat true, as I aim to live this life of consecration, I want to try something different and new. I want to live my life in celebration. I want to stop banging my head against a wall, seeking for some unattainable perfection. And instead, I want to pray for a deeper connection and wait and watch for God's direction. What if, for just a moment, I stopped feeling dejected by the world and its gall, because I know in my heart that I am protected by the Lord of all? What if I dared to let go of the fear of rejection? You know, that feeling that you'll never be worthy, which can consume like an infection? And what if instead I remembered that I am His selection, a new creation which He looks on with love and affection? He said He will finish the work He started in me. So if at the end of this journey I did the best I could, will it be enough? I think it might be, because He knows His own work, and He has said, yeah, that is good. well, then perhaps I can start to walk with more circumspection and self-reflection, having no objection to his correction, knowing that his goal is to help me shore up my election and prepare me for an important work on that glorious day of resurrection. You know, this narrow way can be filled with sorrow, pain, bitter trials, and temptation. But every experience is for the glory of God. So for that, I want to live my life in celebration. I want to celebrate my God and Father, the Almighty Lord of creation. I want to rejoice and shout that I am blessed without question or hesitation. I want to exalt him who numbers the hairs on my head and the stars in the sky, who sent his only Son to redeem everyone and who will wipe away every tear from every eye. If I am truly living a life of sacrifice, I think that means I need to live my life looking upward in adoration with an ongoing declaration of exaltation and celebration. I want to make known my adoration for the miracles he has done for me, the big ones that overwhelm my soul, and the little ones that I cannot even see. I want to dance in the sunshine of his grace as I watch my cup constantly overflow. And I want to burst with joy of his promises. And I want the world to know the hope that I know. I want to breathe gratitude into my every breath as I strive to live this life of consecration. And I want to be faithful unto death. But most of all, I want to live in celebration. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. I know you're nervous. I know you're scared. You are striving to do something for which you don't feel so prepared. I know you're worried. I know this is uncharted territory, and it's going to be an uphill battle, and the truth is, no guts, no glory. The cynics and the critics gather round, and the pessimists are drawing near. The so-called realists and just plain fatalists will look at you and sneer. They will scoff and tell you that you can't, with words like impossible, insurmountable. The odds are not necessarily in your favor, and you alone are being held accountable. Maybe you should give up, they'll say. Give in and stop trying. Perhaps this whole thing is too difficult, too terrifying. After all, who do you think you are? Why try? What makes you so much better? When it comes to merit and forgiveness, you actually fall in the category of debtor. Well, here's a little newsflash, kid. Lightning bolt and burning bush style. I didn't choose you because you're special. You're special because I said you're worth my while. I'm here to remind you exactly who you are. You are my creation in whom I do delight. I knit you together before you were born, and I am watching over you every day and night. You are under my divine protection, and who I am, by the way, is the Almighty Creator of the universe. So please believe me when I say nothing, no, nothing can come to you, can even come near your sight unless I allow it and overrule it and deem that it will be all right. There is no height I cannot climb to reach you with my hand. There is no storm or sweeping wind which I cannot command. There is no depth I cannot reach to rescue and protect you. If I allow lessons and consequences, it's because I love and will correct you. I could have chosen from all of creation. I called to you, and I don't regret it. You are my cherished, precious Child, that's who you are. Please try not to forget it, especially when they come to tell you that you're not going to make it, when they tell you that you don't have the power to push through or to take it. Because in a way, you have to admit they are right. You don't have a clue. All alone, on your own, you don't have what it takes for what there is to do. But you have something beyond yourself, something of inconceivable worth, far greater than any force or any power imaginable on the face of this earth. You have me. I am your God, by your side, against every odd. You are my chosen vessel, my beautiful shooting star. I am with you always and forever. That is who you are.
Thank you, Sister Lonnie. Who among us doesn't enjoy hearing the energy and the jubilation of gospel singing? And so at this time, we'll be favored with a duet by Brother Stephen Cavanaugh and Brother Joseph King, who will sing for us, "Come Ye Disconsolate."
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Stephen and Brother Joseph. Another longtime tradition at our Chicago Convention song services is to hear from the Milwaukee Bible Students Choir. And this convention will be no different. They have chosen two selections to favor us with, The Gift of Love, followed by Surely the Presence of the Lord. Thank you, brethren. To conclude our song service this afternoon, we will hear Sister Becca and Brother David Martin perform Ah, Holy Jesus. Sister Becca and Brother David.
How has thou our faith?
Thank you, Sister Becca and Brother David, and to all those who favored us with their performances this afternoon.